Hi guys, how are you all doing? Welcome to my podcast. This is Miss Na. I hope you've had a wonderful week. How are you all doing? Send me a comment. Tell me something. Do not let the Twitter die. Tell me something. So how are you all doing? Anyways, I think this is a radio show where people are calling in. Send your comments, but that's fine.
Wait. Am I lost? Hold up. Am I lost? Is this not a Power with Menzi podcast?
Oh, it definitely is. Welcome.
What is going on? Because I'm supposed to be like the host and like starting and shit. Like, why are you
I'm lost. You see, this is what it feels like as a woman living in a man's world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must be hectic. Must be painful.
Very.
Because, sis, I'm going to start all over again. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Power with Menzi podcast. It's your girl, Menzi, and your other girl, Miss Na, trying to steal the podcast, giving us a glimpse of what it feels like to be in a man's world. Yeah. You know, when you're in a man's world, it's like, in fact, we actually do live, as women, we can talk with our full chest and say we live in a man's world, because this is how men will just be taking over things that women might actually even deserve more in all aspects of life. And it's okay because, well, it's their world. Today, we are going to swallow the bitter pill for men. We are going to uncover the ugly truth for them. Nobody should come and attack us. And by the way, Miss Na, the Twitter page has been deactivated for a lot of reasons, which we would be discussing in a later time. Today, we are coming to talk about how men have been treating us shitty. Anyways.
You know what? This also brings, before you say anything, because this is such a great segue into mansplaining, where men try to explain something for you. Because here I was saying, go onto the Twitter, not allowing
absolutely
you to speak. Meanwhile, the Twitter isn't available. Men will, you know, open their mouths and tell you everything about what everything is. Oh, you've had your period all your life. Shouldn't you be used to cramps? Oh, you've this. Shouldn't, you know,
absolutely,
without being in it.
The most annoying part is when they feel like you are pretending or you are over deepening your cramps.
Look, I want to scream. Sometimes I want to bite them. I want to tell everyone who has looked at me sideways when I was having cramps, just know I wanted to bite you. And I will knock you one day.
Yeah, guys, she has like serious cramps and she comes back crying, telling me people think she's pretending, she's the man in her office. And I'm like, guys, like, seriously.
Like, who wants to be admitted in front of people that, my monthly has come?
Like, yeah, like, who wants? I mean, we are proud of it and everything, but I don't want to go around telling
them brand news.
Like, seriously. Absolutely. Now, I feel like we should take the most serious of them all before we dive into the less painful topics. Sexual harassment. All over. In the office. In the house. Walking on the street. You know that thing where you're walking and men just grab your ass or something?
Hey.
I'm like, what? I don't see women just going around grabbing men's dicks or whatever that is. But they do it, and for some reason, I don't know, it seems like,
yeah, it's okay. Been so normalized.
Like, if someone does it to you, everyone will laugh about it. Like, are you serious? Oh, where?
Yeah. Right? It's been so normalized that sometimes when you speak against it,
it looks like you are somewhere.
Yeah. My mom has told me that when she was growing up, my mom is pro bono, so she did depo. Mm-hmm. And then when you do depo, the men in the area will start touching you when they see you, like your breasts and things. And most girls will be like, stop it, you know, because they're trying to be respectful, because it's not even like they are mates or something. It's older men who can give birth to you doing this, so you don't want to be seen as that person.
Yeah.
And one man tried it on her, said the way she insulted him. I was like, this thing, don't we do it to everybody? And she's like, I don't care, you won't do it to me. And
period.
She was seen as odd. She was seen as odd because she spoke out against it. I'm like,
You know, do you know how sometimes when we are talking about these things, they say that, the Europeans, the Americans, the Australians, whatever, they are in a more forward-thinking world and whatever, so they don't do those things. You remember some time ago, we were with Mariam somewhere in France or something, and there was a man on his bicycle, and the man just grabbed her arm, and we were too shocked to even do anything because we've been programmed that they don't do such things.
It's so funny.
And he was like, laughing, riding off. I'm like,
right. In Japan, like, it's such a big deal. It's such a serious problem, especially in their trains. Mm-hmm. You as a woman will be in a train and men will be groping you and things. And they keep reporting it, but it happens so much that it's like, oh, now you sweat. Like, it's nothing. How?
And do you know, do you remember when in China, if you gave birth to a woman, it was an issue?
As in,
because she's come to reproduce. I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
But you see, the God we serve, he's not asleep. So the more they do it, the more women keep overpopulating the world. Because as it stands right now, Ghana, they say we finish census. How accurate that is, I cannot even say. But apparently, as usual, more women than men. Because we are actually the ones running the world. Basically, Miss Na, we are the ones running the world, but it's like no one sees it. They'll give all the credit to someone else.
Oh, obviously.
It's, you know how they say in the ecosystem, if like they say we kill all ants or all bees and stuff, the ecosystem will be messed up and will not blah blah. I feel like if there are less men than men, that's how the ecosystem will be.
It will be because who will give them the ideas that they can repeat so that they'll get the credit from?
You know, I was watching, I don't know, all of you should try and watch this, The Smart Money Woman.
Yeah, it's really good.
And there was this scene where the lady is a lawyer, right? And her assistant is a man. And she
had me so incensed. I'm sorry I cut you, but
no problem.
I could barely watch those scenes because I wanted to break my device.
Guys, in this scene, this guy is an assistant to a woman, a female lawyer. And when she gives him instructions, he refuses to take those instructions because she's a woman. And that's his wife at home respects him. I'm like, so what? They don't do the job.
You know the
part that irks me most? Like, if she says, go and count 1+1, he will not do it. She'll say, I'm busy. When I'm free, I'll find time to do it for you. And then her colleague, who's a man, come to tell him, go and do the same 1+1. Oh, yes, boss, I'm on my way.
He will jump like, on what? You know, my mom had a driver like that. He practically wouldn't take orders from her because she was a woman. Meanwhile, you were assigned to her. If not for my mother, you wouldn't have had that job because that position was created because of her. That time, she wasn't driving, so they needed someone to drive her around. If not that this woman wasn't driving, you wouldn't have a job. It pushed your mother to go and learn to polish up her driving, basically. He was just walking around useless. They wanted to get rid of him, but she was like, nah, leave him to do his work. So, he's there. If he's needed, he does something. I'm like, I'll be more vengeful than this. So why is this home? Since you don't want to work under a woman or take her...
Period. And this is the 21st century. Why are these things still coming up? And you know the funny thing? People listening to this podcast, people who have gone to school and are learned and will still have a rebuttal saying things like, it's not true. Then, guys, we're not saying that every man does it. But the reality on the ground is most men do it, and some men even do it unconsciously. Even those of you who have reached university level, master's level, and others, unconsciously, you are doing things like this. I have friends that when I'm speaking to, I can see all those traits in them, and I'm like, bro.
Right? It's so cringy.
I'm like, bruh. You know, sometimes I wonder if we were all born into a world where the society tells us that the woman is the more strong one, the woman is the more agile one, the woman is the more athletic one, and all that. Would we have this mentality that the men can do better?
The way society is, I feel like there's always going to be like an imbalance. There's always going to be inequality. So like you're saying, even if women were on top, were the ones who are enjoying all these things, all the benefits of the patriarchy and things, it would still be one-sided against the men. I don't think the men would say that, oh, you know what, let's be more, let's be kinder to our other species.
I can beg to differ. I feel like there'll be an imbalance, no doubt. But I feel like women will be kinder to men because women are more compassionate.
You know what? Sometimes I wish we weren't.
yeah, women are more compassionate because back to the smart money woman. Like, no, in fact, let's not even use a fictional something. Back to your mom.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I said I wish we were.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it doesn't matter. Let's leave him and let. It was a man. You not even finish the first disrespect, and you have you packing your bags away.
Look, I have a story for everything. Literally, during service, one of the drivers was very disrespectful to the boss.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 seconds, he was moved to some.
Yeah, right, remote, right. He told me, but he was disrespectful to everybody. He said, just send Louis.
But if it was a woman that had pulled that car, if it was a woman that had said, you know what, we're not giving you, sorry, the way you're talking to me, I don't like it. The way you're acting, I don't like it.
And absolutely.
Oh my gosh, she's such a B word. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But with a man, oh wow. Like,
he has such authority. You know, it's like sometimes it's almost like double standards, actually. It's not almost, it is actually because it's like, if I do this, in fact, we're talking about sexual harassment. Let me just go quickly to sexual harassment. We do sexual harassment on the street, then we go quickly to in the office. Then from the office, I'll go into women in authority. So in the office, your boss is a woman. Let me even do it this way. Your boss is a woman and you're a man and she likes you and she's approaching you and all that. When you go and tell everybody, don't act like, this is your boss says, she's a hoe. Like, because of small authority she has, she wants Jesus to prey on you and do things with you and what. If it's a man, they'll be like, these things are so normal. Every day, social men, this is what the men do in the office. So.
Yeah.
This is what the men do in the office. So I keep hearing that this is what the men do in the office. So if it's what the men do in the office, so is it okay? And what's annoying, especially in the schools, like university and stuff, once you go and report that your lecturer or something is doing something to you, then now they'll start marginalizing whoever went to report. All the other lecturers will start failing you and things because you want to snitch on their guy, even if they are not even like that.
Exactly.
And that's so painful to watch. And you know the funny thing, they'll say if it's a woman who is moving to a male student or a woman boss moving to a male employer, like, the men like it.
Do you know the funny thing about this? I don't know if this is the time to bring it up, but I also know I'm an old woman, so I want to say before I forget. The thing about this whole man's world thing, it has a negative impact on men too, but sometimes they don't want to admit it, or they want the women to be the ones to fight for it. Like this one that you're saying that, oh, maybe your female boss approaches you. If they don't call her a hoe or something, they'll ask the guy, oh, so why are you complaining? Like, you've got...
Yes, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
That living in a man's world is not even only negative to women. It's also negative to them. Because
if
the
woman takes it a step further and she's very bold, she's touching him, she's doing things she's not comfortable with,
he cannot even say it.
And if they do say it, most of the guys there will not defend him. They'll come and ask the woman, oh, why are you not talking about this? If it was a man doing it, you'd be all up in arms. But now there's a woman, you're not talking. Like, you are.
Do you know, it's like
comrades suffering.
It's like when a woman sexually harasses a man.
Yeah.
Other men are like, you are supposed to like it because
what
you are the boss and she's coming on you, so accept it. So it's like, when men are even being sexually harassed, they don't even want to tell anybody.
Yes, exactly. That is so dumb.
Because it's embarrassing for them to go and say it.
Period. It doesn't matter who is doing the harassing, it's still wrong.
Yes,
but you
and all this
say it because they'll laugh at you or they'll ask like, oh, you're such a pussy, why don't you want it?
Absolutely. And you know, they fail to realize that all this falls under living in a man's world.
Yes.
Because they've given, it's like they put some kind of mental, some picture be about how the man should behave in this world. So if you are men like women, and men are very, you know, whatever about women. So if a man is moving to you or something, it's like, I feel like one of the reasons why we hardly hear that men are being raped, it's not because it doesn't happen often, it's because they don't tell anybody because it's embarrassing to them.
Meanwhile, your trauma shouldn't be embarrassing.
Absolutely. Like the last time when I was saying in the mental health podcast, Bermin Su.
Yeah.
So this man is going through whatever he's going through and he needs an outlet. He just needs to cry it out. And he cannot even do it in front of anybody. You cannot tell. Sometimes they just need someone to talk to. They cannot even talk to anyone because then everybody will be like, are you serious? Are you even a man?
That phrase.
What?
Are you even a man? They'll say, oh, don't be such a pussy. Grow some balls. First of all, have you tried getting close to balls before? If you touch a small, it's hurt. Men will double over when you just their balls. Meanwhile, they're telling you to grow some balls. Which balls? How is balls going to help you?
Period.
From what you know, it's vagina that can take pounding. It can stand. If you tell me not to be a pussy, you're telling me not to be
Listen,
strong.
Listen, I'm just telling, please.
No, you're telling me not to be strong. It's so sensitive. Please, shut up. If you ever tell someone to grow some balls, I will knock you.
Miss Na is always trying to knock somebody. I'm sure you like playing Zanzama, Miss Na. Because
you know what? I was always scared.
Guys, Zanzama is a stupid game that we play when we are young, where you all put your head down and then someone knocks you and trying to figure out who knocked you. And you, it's so intense. It's almost like Squid Game, actually. You don't know whether the person is choosing to knock you. So the whole time you are in suspense. Is it me they are going to knock? And knocks are painful, bro. Knocks are painful. That's our Squid Game, actually, guys. I just figured it out. So now authority. My first example is when we had the first female SRC.
Right.
And well,
by the way, shout out to her wherever she is.
Yeah, I know where she is. She works with some German company, blah blah blah. I did my research, guys.
Period.
Anyways, Esenam, that's her name.
Yeah.
First of all, she's a pageant queen as well.
Oh, period.
Yeah, before she won the SRC thing, I think she had done Miss West Africa or something of the sort. And she won and everything. A lot of people said, oh, she didn't do well, blah, blah, blah. My question is, the men that we've been having all these years, what have they done? Have they done well?
Ask again.
I'm not supporting that she didn't do well. They all don't do well. But why are we saying that she didn't do well? Because she's a woman.
And then saying that because of that, no other woman will be given a chance.
Yes.
It's been run by men since. Are we not in the ground?
What have they done for the Legon SRC? Like, we've been complaining about a lot of things. Everybody will come and tell us they'll do it for us. All the men have been coming, they didn't do it. Say the woman also came and she didn't do it. Period. Though human beings are shitty. Period. Remove. But you will say that no.
When we hear that this money has been embezzled, this money has been taken. When the woman came, she hadn't even started serving though. She hadn't even started serving, and there were problems. I'm like, you people are not shameless. You don't have any shame. I mean, people are shameless. No, people are not shameless.
Like, I'm like, why? I don't care that people want to criticize people in authority and all that, but I have a problem when they want to say the person is not doing well because of their gender.
Yeah.
Then that I'm like, no, dumb. No, brah, no, sis, you don't do that because it's a human being problem at this point.
Yeah.
Because it's not like this is the only women have been running. Men have been doing it for so long. And they didn't do well. But we have a man who come and do very well. We also have another woman who come and do very well. It's a personality thing. It's not a gender thing, guys. Like, Miss Nan, you get what I'm saying?
No, honestly, true.
A lot of issues are personality things. But this world will make it look like it's a gender thing.
Honestly, and, like, I've never seen some memes and things talking about, oh, if women run the world, you would see that this country is not talking to this country and things, and people are laughing and kicking about it, but like, how many wars have we had?
Right?
Which war started it? Isn't it the people who were ruling the world?
You know,
sometimes people need to think before you say
that. Thing was very funny for me when you said they'll say this country is not talking to this country.
Yeah, I was like, that's so dumb.
You know, all this comes under the bare minimum thing. You, a guy, your fellow guy has betrayed you to the max. You are hurt within you, but you don't stop talking to him because everybody would say you are pet and it's killing your spirit. And you are there because you are a man. You have to, you know, I feel like men pretend the most in the world.
They do. And I'm gonna give you like some two concrete examples. I have a friend who likes you know, pop music and things, but he can't play it because his friends will laugh at him. So he intentionally be listening to trap music and hip hop when that song is jammed. I'm like, What kind of misery?
What trauma is that, though?
As in, what kind of misery and suffering? Or this same guy, he doesn't want his friends wearing his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But then guys are like, oh, you know, we're buddies. I can wear your shoe. I can do that. And then you come and take it and wear it, and then you leave it. You at least, if you bring it back, clean it,
yeah,
you look presentable. Mm-hmm. You leave it anyhow, any which way, anyhow, muddy, dirty. He doesn't care. And now you come and cry on me. I'm like, why are you crying on me?
What is your
thing that you don't like?
This even reminds me of someone. I have an absolute sweetheart whose name I'm not going to mention. His friend has done something to him. Not one thing, different things. And me, there, you know me, I advise him that don't talk to him again, because what kind of shitty person is this?
Yeah.
You don't do that. And he says, okay, yeah, sure, he can, he's keeping his distance. The next thing I know, this person is in his house or whatever, and they are working on something. It's the person's birthday. I'm like, what is your issue? Why can't you detach yourself? Because when the person comes around, you are not happy, because you know how shitty the person has been to you in the past and what. And it's like, for me, it's now clicking to me that it's like not talking to this person and every all the other friends knowing just makes him look like, quote and unquote, a pussy in their eyes. That's what I'm thinking now. That may not be the case, hopefully not, maybe it's other things, but this is what it will look like actually. Yeah.
So you're there scared. They always say, oh guys, there, if we argue in the evening, we'll be talking and things, meanwhile there's unresolved issues.
Right, you know, a lot of them, like a lot of guys have, like, that's their biggest issue. They have lots of unresolved issues with other people, like with their friends. And you know, one time I went for a party, right? Yeah. And at this party, I sat at the head of the table, and there was a girl to my left.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anybody at the party except the host of the party. So as we were there, then the girl and I started kicking and jesting and giving the tea and everything. And one guy came and said, "Ah, did we know each other already?" And I'm like, "Nah." And he goes like, "Wow, you guys have done well. Women don't do that."
Hey, so stupid.
Women don't do what? So I asked him, "Women don't do what?" And he was like, "Oh, women will hardly go to a party and start talking to each other unprovoked." And I'm like, it is a personality thing again. People are shy. People don't know how to come out of their comfort zone and just start talking to somebody. Me, I didn't even start talking to her, but she, you know, like maybe something happened and then everybody was talking, but I'm closest to her, so she'll look at me and say something, and I'll just respond before I realize we're kicking and like having a full-blown conversation outside of what everyone else was talking about. It's just a personality thing, because there are men who are shy, but when they go and see other men somewhere, they have to holler by force, because men, when they see each other, they have to holler, period. Who made those rules?
Guys. You can't even be yourself, because every time you leave the house, you have to put on the mask of, oh, I'm a guy's guy. Can you sit down and shut up?
You know, Miss Na, you know these people, they're a group of men we used to know, right? I'm sure once Adra listens to this podcast, she'll know who we are talking about. And they are very tight. They are like brothers. But one day, I learned that one used to have a very serious girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then one of their friends slept with the other friend's girlfriend, and they found out, and they had a bit of friction, but not even for a day. Like in the morning when they found out, they were angry, then they by afternoon they were talking, and then by the next day he broke up with his girlfriend. Breaking up with his girlfriend, it's fine.
Yeah,
he kept his friend, I understand. But they never resolved the issue. And every time they feel like it's something they should be proud about, that they were they didn't drag it, they didn't really they just let it go, that oh, girls are not good or whatever. I'm like, you know what, if it was a girl, she's going to let you know that what you did, I didn't like it, and she's going to let you feel the effects of what you've done. I didn't think he should have dropped just the girl, he should have dropped his friend too, because they both turned into it as consenting adults who were cheating on their friend and boyfriend, period. But he could just drop the girl. He couldn't drop his friend, because how would he look like?
And I know that he still resents his friend.
No, he does. Because when they were telling me, it's like, when he likes someone and that his friend is going becoming friends with that person, he has an issue with it. Mm-hmm. If you thought it was okay, you don't have issues anymore.
Yeah.
But he has an issue with this. And you know the funny thing? When he has the issues, he can't even still approach his friend and say, oh, don't talk to this my girl or something. They'll just tell you things like, oh, sometime we cry, this my friend, and this will happen between us, so, and we are still cool. It's been like 4 years, and we are still... I say, hey. It's different if you truly didn't care. You didn't like the girl that much, and, you know, it happened that you guys are just doing boys about it. But this is something that actually hurts you, but you are covering up because, you know, it's a man's world.
Okay. It seems like they're always having, like, wrongs against each other, but then it's like... Oh, you know, we've been able to get past this too. Oh,
Men, I feel like men are the most pained people right now.
No, because a woman, you complain about it and they say we nag and we bitch and whatever.
We nag and whatever.
And you move on.
Yes, you move on. I know some women drag issues.
Yes.
That's fine. But if she's even dragging this crap, she's free because she's doing what is making her spirit okay.
Your healing, what will bring you peace is what will bring you peace. If it will take you 5 years, it will take you 5 years. So that's why when people say women, when they say they are truly done, they are, because they've done all the grieving and they've done everything. They've
absolutely.
But you, bro, oh, child, I don't know what to say. Chairman.
Me too, chairman. Oh, bros. I would nearly say, oh.
Stab your chairman. I beg you.
You know, it's like women have always been backbenchers, like in the. So they'll say that, what would they even say? Uh-huh. So it's all started from the Bible. You know, I didn't want to go towards religion, but let me just give this scenario. I feel like this one has put some kind of entitlement in men's head. What's the name? God created Adam first, he needed a companion to move his rib and gave it to Eve. And they created Eve. Then Eve betrayed the man by talking to the snake and as the apple. And this. So all those things have. But then I'm like, first of all, let's go to Cain and Abel. They were both missing Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel. They were both males. Mm-hmm. One betrayed one. Why is no one talking about?
No.
Let's talk about when God wanted the women to be the ones who saw that he was gone or who saw that he had ascended and whatever. All those important roles God gave the women. Yeah. They can't see Mary Magdalene, like all those important things that right now Christ is not coming. In fact, it wasn't just a woman that brought Jesus to us. All those things, they don't see. They'll now just be seeing the past that make the man look colorful.
Mm-hmm.
As an oil military man, now they will put batches on him. That's what they want. They want to see. But there are so many places in the Bible where the woman was given the more important role.
Mm-hmm.
But no, let's as usual, like every other thing, let's as just take the parts we like and forget the rest.
To be honest, I hate that trivializing of like issues when it comes to women, because you know people have disagreements, but let women have disagreements now. What happened to women supporting women? What happened to women?
Yes, I was coming
women
to that.
Their own enemies.
What? Yes, I was
Meanwhile,
coming to
guys
that.
Have disagreements all the time.
I was coming to that.
If you're a woman in power, you make one teeny tiny mistake. Oh my god.
Let me give a scenario. A scenario. I can write a Nigerian movie, but let me give you put some of my skills. A boss is in the office, he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two people who need to get a promotion. One man, one woman. But this one is having an affair with their boss. So the boss is biased to give the promotion to the woman because that's his girlfriend or his side chick or whatever it is. She mistress or whatever it is to him. And so although the man might deserve it more, they'll give it to the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody will see it as men bringing other men down.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will see it as, oh, say chairman dear.
In fact, they come and blame the woman.
Yes, though, in fact, period. Yeah. That's what will happen. They'll blame the woman that you want to seduce the boss to get the promotion. Mm-hmm. But shouldn't the boss be objective enough to know that my private life and my office life shouldn't mix?
Yeah.
Even if she's my girlfriend, let me give it to the person that deserves. Is that not men bringing other men down?
No one will talk about that, though.
At all, though. Men cannot do any wrong in the eyes of the world, though. You know,
boys will be boys.
Hey! Angel will always be
angel. Angel will be angel, though. Period. Thank you,
in fact, guys, from now on, if you come into my DM and I'm doing something and you say woman gear, don't say woman gear, say Araba gear. So I'll tell you that Araba will always be Araba.
Mm.
Period. Anything yeah, you think I am.
Recently, and you were talking about how some guys are girls because they like gossiping. I'm like, are you mad?
Right?
In my life, is why is that gossip more than anyone? Who?
No, like, but listen, oh, who even said that? Yes. Gossip is recreational activity for women. It's recreational activity for every human being.
As in, like,
when the men go and sit down discussing women they like, is that not gossip?
Mm.
Are they there to defend themselves or say, I don't like you or whatever? Is it not gossip?
When they are there saying, oh, this girl, I claim.
Eh? Or meanwhile, this girl, I won't move to one. They don't understand that this girl, I won't move to one. They've gossiped about her. Because now, as she wants to move to one, maybe their friend doesn't even remember who it is. Oh, that girl that she did the junction there, the house there, the White House in back. Then. Oh, that's you know that it constitutes gossip.
No, women do it.
When they are talking about another woman, they probably had a fight with her or something. Like they've been provoked. And even if we've not been provoked, me like this with my full chest, whatever I say behind your back, I've said it to your face, and even worse. So, like I keep saying right now, it's a personality thing. It's just a personality because I'll never say something to someone without saying if I've not said it to your face and I go and say it behind your back, I can't sleep. Unless I come and tell you that I will. Yesterday, one or two things happened and I went to talk about you. So me, I've told you. If you decide not to talk to me again, God knows I'll do everything in my power to apologize and try and talk to you. But I won't keep it to myself because it will worry my spirit. And that is a personality trait. It is not a woman thing. Neither you is know, a man thing.
You know, with me, if like you're talking about someone isn't malicious, to be honest, I find it difficult to have a problem with it. Because we all talk about people. Whether it's good or it's bad, or you talk about people. And if we're going to say that talk about like gossiping is talk about people when they are not there or whatever, then we've all gossiped, good or bad.
Yes. Do you know? I feel like the issue is we don't understand gossip and slandering. Because I feel like it's just hitting me right now that is the issue. Because if, of course, I'm not there and someone is slandering my name, then it becomes an issue. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, I'm not there to defend myself. Secondly, we don't even know if it's true. I'm just saying bad things about the person and spoiling the person's image. Then it's slandering. But if I'm not there and people are talking about me and you are saying things that are obviously true and very, like, you know, plain, everybody can see it with their eyes. It's not like something that is in secret or whatever, then that is, I feel like that's actually normal because everybody does it.
Like we have to be real with ourselves as human beings. Everyone talks about someone, whether it's good or whether it's bad or with malicious intent. Like there's always, to be honest, me like this, most of the time I believe that people don't have malicious intent towards me. It might be a childish thing, but that's what I believe. So when people do things to me, it's like, oh, they didn't mean, you know, maybe I forgive a lot, but it's whatever. But like, to sit there and think that, hey, me, dear, and then this person is talking about me and gossip, like,
to be honest, then, important. To be honest, then, for me, I don't think I talk, I get enough contact with people for them to talk about me.
Right? But that is also a thing.
Yes. But also, I don't think anyone is talking about me. And if I realize that you're talking about me, I never realized actually. I never realized. Even though I'm talking about me, I honestly don't know. Unless someone comes to tell me, if you tell me to, I'll go ask the person. So don't come and tell me. So if you don't want to know that, you've also come to gossip that this person said this about you, don't come and tell me. Let me live in my bubble, my utopia. Let me be here, living in it. That's me, dear. Perfecto periodona. Periodo. Because if you come and tell me,
so,
I'll go
it's
ask
so
the person.
Oh, women are gossip.
It's a personality. Look, people are making me make mistakes with my English. Whilst I speak impeccable English.
Impeccable, babes.
Anyways, guys, as you can see, we've been living in a man's world for ages, centuries. I feel like that's what's bringing all the feminism and gender equality and all that. One thing the only issue I have about such things is that
Miss Nan never agrees with me when I say this, but sometimes I feel like if we champion the way some people champion feminism, their ideals and whatever about it, it's actually going to end up marginalizing men if you actually take their whatever they are saying into consideration. So for me, I just believe in gender equality, where men and women are equal, the playing field is leveled, period.
Wait, you know,
playing field, all men want to say, okay, then fix the bulb yourself.
Yeah, you know, why is the bulb such a standard?
Because
guys, you can actually fix the bulb. One thing about me, guys, let me tell you, one thing about me is I like to be a baby. When there's someone I feel like I should be a baby around is around, whatever I can do when you're not there, I become paralyzed. I won't do it. Like, I can't even try, it won't come. Because I feel like, oh, my superhero is here. It can be a man or a woman. Like, when I see Miss Nah, some things that I'll do myself, I won't do it again. It's not even about man. If I see Miss Nah right now, let me see what I'll not do again. If I see Miss Nah, I don't want some distance to go and do something. No.
Guys.
Because, guys, Miss Nah is, I'm a baby girl. There are some things too that Miss Nah will see me and shouldn't do. And she even thinks I won't come because she believes that I am the one supposed to do it. Like, guys, it's just in her head though. It's just in her head. So it's not like the woman can't fix the bulb. They just, in fact, you know, sometimes women are actually doing things to make the man feel more manly. Like, she can actually fix her own light bulb because her man is there. You're doing for me. Eh? When you are not living with her, who was fixing her life? I never wanted. Guys, it's even funny. Yeah. But basically, all we are trying to say is that living in a man's world is not easy for both men and women. The men have so many pressures on them to do things they would otherwise have not have done as a human being. But because they say they are men, they have to put up a front and do it. And for women too, it's actually oppressing us. It's choking us. Ichoko, who they? Guys, so let's help each other. Help me, let me help you. Right?
Yeah.
Men, all those your primitive thinking. Me, I always say I'm a primitive person. But like, I'm enlightened primitive person. All those your thinking in the dark ages, nibis, oh fine. Eh? Guys, me pauchopi, Miss Rehon. Do I say it's not that? How do you say it's not
that? I don't know that.
Hey, crumble, sorry.
It'll be... Why am I laughing like I can't speak the language?
I'm shocked. Like, what's going on?
Oh my god.
Wampanyepe. Any guys, Wampanyefai. Don't do it. Like, give women some credits, basically. And also, when a man is wrong, accept it. You guys should learn how to accept it.
You won't die.
It makes you more of a man, if anything, to be able to accept your mistakes and try and correct it. It makes you more of a man to see that this is wrong and stand up for it. If anything, not doing that rather makes you less of a man. Because if you say men are supposed to be courageous, they're supposed to be brave, they're supposed to be this. So be brave and accept it with your full chest that I'm wrong. Be brave and accept your future that I'm a gossip. Be brave and accept your future that I like to cry. Be brave and accept your future that I don't want to talk to this person. You feel better. If anything, you get more respect from all the people that want to treat you shitty because they've no bare man soon. So they'll do something, know that you can't cry.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't cry, they'll not do it because they say, hey, this boy, come and cry right now. We are laughing because it's funny because I can imagine all your faces as I'm saying this. That's why I'm laughing. But yeah, I just know that girls that cry a lot, they'll be doing, if I come to do something, hey, this girl, don't go and do it or she'll cry right now. Hey, the girl has peace of mind more than anything in the world. If you don't know, I'm telling you. And that's on what?
Period.
Okay, guys. Also, we are going to do...
Please. If someone is in a bad mood, a woman is in a bad mood, don't ask her if she's on her period.
That's very disrespectful.
In case you didn't know, when women are on their periods, they release or say produce testosterone more than anything. So it's not, like, it's not the drag you think it is. You are just dragging yourself in the end. So shut up. Like, a lot of things that men have been doing, it would be fine if they just kept their mouths quiet. Like, they just shut up. All these things will happen.
Okay. Miss Nice has taught you guys some science as well. You guys know she's the science teacher of the podcast.
So period.
She's doing her best to keep up. Okay, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this podcast. I absolutely enjoyed making it. I did. And I hope some men listen and empower themselves by being who they actually want to be and not being
broken. I beg you.
Be yourself, because living in a man's world is not easy for you. So being yourself will actually help women feel less oppressed, because that's what you guys have been. So it's suffocating us. Who they?
The funny thing about that who they is that there was never any response.
there's a response. Who they?
No, not when white money says. It's just who they, and then no one responds.
No one's response. Yes. You are supposed to be responding to me. I also doing what he's doing. Okay, guys. Today, since men used to be the heirs of every family, we should have even delved into that type of thing, but that would make it too long. Like, when your father dies, then this is your uncle's son or whatever that has to come and take his property. Those days that women could not take property because they were women and go marry and go. Why, when I marry, I stop being my father's daughter.
Can you imagine?
What's that? Ah, but anyways, today's word is Cyan.
Okay.
Let me see.
Put us on some education.
I pronounced it right. The word is cyan. Guys, I did phonetics in my school. So, like, I'm very good at looking at the dictionary and pronouncing the word correct. This word, most of you would have seen this and says cyan. I'm telling you. Let me tell you the spelling. S-C-I-O-N. Cyan. But no, it's cyan. Right? Cyan. Nobody should see S-C-I-O-N and when it says cyan anywhere. I'll be very disappointed. You're a men's sign. Speak like one. Period. Okay, so cyan is an heir or descendant of a wealthy or influential family. Period. What my children are gonna be. That's what cyan is. So
Periona.
All those of you who are cyans, please come into my DMs. Let's try and see how you can
let's make some arrangements.
Yeah. How you can give me some one or two, you know. But yeah, that's what it means. Cyan is an heir or descendant of a wealthy or influential family. And that's on what?
Period.
Okay, guys, it's been lovely having you here. I know next year is like October. It's like 2 months away. May God see us all through, because next year is going to be fireworks for this podcast.
Too. It's going to be hoo gaga.
Ah! Ooh, ga 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 ga. Jam na wo yari, chicken down, yeah. That's what will be happening, though. Like, I'm about to shake the whole place down with this podcast. So, if you've not told your friend to tell a friend to tell another friend, you are being your friend, so because you are being a selfish little menzine. But I still love you. But please don't keep this one. Share it. Spread it, because next year let them be men's aunts and see. So I'm just when they see their progress, they'll see that yes,
like, hey, yeah.
Men's has arrived. They'll be like, wow, who they? She's still not responding.
No, guys, I will respond to that. That's one, you know, this one is just not my destiny.
Okay, guys, it's been lovely having you here as always. I hope having you on my podcast. Yeah. Too. we hope to hear from you guys again. We hope you listen to our next episode. We'll try and make it fun as usual. Bye guys.
Bye.